And now we have Mara, I guess this is fresh sound. He's speaking with media right now, BT, answering why he decided to keep Shane and Dable.
Shane and Brian Dable Friday afternoon for several hours, after which had a conversation with Steve Tisch, and we spoke some more over the weekend, and just came to the decision that staying with both of them is the best course of action for us right now. I think in Brian's case, he was the coach of the year 2 years ago. That didn't disappear all of a sudden. I still believe he can do that again. And in Joe's case, I thought we had an outstanding draft class this year. I thought we had a really good free agency period, and I really like the staff that he's put together and built. And I think that they're the right two guys to lead us going forward. I understand, believe me, that that's not going to be the most popular decision in Giant Land, but we believe it's the right decision for us going forward.
Okay, it's fine that it's not going to be the most popular decision.
Yeah, you can't run a team that way. You got to do what you think you got to do.
Which is fine, yep. But let's just process what he said. Okay, well, Dable was the coach of the year 2 years ago. Yeah, well, yeah, it seems somebody there neutered Dable from what he was 2 years ago to where he is now. And if he were that good a coach, and Shane is so good at bringing in players because he had a great draft class, how come they can't win? How come they can't win? I mean, that's all we're asking for is a few wins. You won three games. So what? How is everything great? Oh, it's Daniel Jones. We've done everything we could to screw this kid up. Blah, 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 blah. We get Malik Nabers in. We rebuilt the offensive line. Oh, he was great. Joe Shane was great in free agency. What was he? All these players you bought in, Brian Burns, for three wins? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
You traded for him, too. It's not like you just gave him money. You traded for him.
You got the coach of the year. You had a great draft class, great free agency, and you ended up the worst team in football. How is that? It doesn't add up.
You wish they were the worst team in football. They'd be picking first.
Well, they were.
It doesn't add up. Listen, I respect Mara remaining married to his convictions. If those truly are his convictions, that it's just not about, you know, maybe not liking the potential coaches out there or not wanting to look like a circus again. I'm sure there's a multitude of things here, but when you specifically, now you said you wanted to hear him say why he's bringing both men back. That seemingly doesn't satisfy you that he's referencing a plaque from a couple of years ago, which is kind of dusty now, Coach of the Year, when nothing's happened since.
Okay, well, I do believe Brian Dable can be a decent head coach.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Based on what? Why?
Well, because of what I saw that first year, as we talked about it, like, I liked his temperament, I liked his personality. However, in today's NFL, it's the risk versus reward. What? You're holding on to him. Why? What do you think the ceiling is for Brian Dable versus the ceiling for whoever you would bring in? Like, to me, it's at the very least equal. There is no like, oh, I can't let go of Brian Dable because he's going to be the next Bill Belichick. I'm not sensing that. And the thing that I've been most disappointed with this year specifically, BT, with all the new weapons that they had, healthier team, all that stuff, the offense looked old and stale. It was awful. At least if Dable, who's supposed to be the offensive mind, had some semblance of an offense, I could hang my hat on that. I can't. So when you ask why, it's harder for me to push back, but I still, a part of me just thinks he was a good head football coach and could be an okay good head football coach, but not enough to keep him.
Yeah, no, we're on the same page with that. Here's the problem, though. We both don't like the fact that Dable changed his personality. Because to me, it was the real him. And when you stop being the real you, that's generally when things don't go well for somebody. But let's fast forward to 2025. Let's say that we get that hard ass back and that red ass who's very transparent. And you know what he's thinking because he's telling us after a game what he's pissed off and ticked off. Well, that's good maybe in training camp. But if they're, again, you know, 2-5 or 1-4 and their point differential is minus 36. I'm just throwing out numbers.
Yeah.
That tough guy act is not going to fly.
Yeah.
And it's not going to fly. It's almost like once he changed being that guy, I don't know that he can go back to being that guy.
I don't think you can either.
Not from a position of weakness when you don't win.
I think they've turned him into something that he's not, and now he's trying to fight through that and fight through the bad record. Mara, we have more from Mara here. Yeah, we'll get to it right now. Go ahead. What do you got here? Go ahead.
John, after the season last year, you always say, I need to see progress. I need to see the arrow pointing up. I need to see improvement. What signs are there with a three-win team that any of that has taken place?
I mean, certainly the signs were not based on our record. However, in Joe's case, I think the draft class that we had was really productive. I think all six of those guys are going to help us a great deal. I thought the free agency brought in, including Brian Burns, were really a big plus. And I think the staff that he's assembled around him and the process that we go through now, the information that we have in making personnel decisions is better than I've ever seen it before. And in Brian Daboll's case, listen, I'm at practice all the time. I go to the team meetings. I watch the players. I watch how they react. I still think he's the right guy to lead us. If I'm sitting here a year from now, you're asking me these questions, I'll take the heat. But at the end of the day, we've got to make a decision, and we've made one.
Okay, here we go. Giants flying high.
This is the same. It's the same thing. He doesn't understand the error here. He believes in Shane and the decision-making process and all these, like, it just doesn't add up.
Well, he says that. Yeah. I don't know if I'm buying that. And I'm certainly not calling him a liar.
Oh, that he's...
Yeah, I mean...
But then why keep him? I think he
because I don't think that he wants to be known as the guy who lost his way as the owner of the Giants.
Became
just like the Jets.
I believe he believes in Shane more than he does Daboll.
It's out of that. Well, there's more evidence.
Correct.
Past year. Supporting Shane.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Then if you believe that Shane is great and you love his decision-making...
I don't think he's great.
Mara's saying that. Oh, I've never seen anything like this. His decision-making and all this stuff. And I think he's built a great staff, had great free agency, had great draft. Well, then what you're telling me is that you don't think the head coach is good enough. And he basically said, well, I'm there for practice and blah, blah, blah with Daboll. Yeah. And we coached the year 2 years ago. And if I'm having this conversation next year, then... So he does.
Because it's a contradiction. It's a very good point.
Something is wrong.
If he's propping up everything that Joe Shane has done, and then in the same breath he says that he believes in Daboll, what you're really saying is the one guy's done a really good job, but the guy that he did the job for didn't do his job. I mean, that's kind of what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying. Which makes now sense, backing up the reports a couple of weeks ago, that Shane was safe, Daboll might not be. And here we are. You just kind of heard that right there. Now, I give him credit for sticking with Daboll, where as opposed to sticking with Shane and firing Daboll, like that would have just been a disaster. So he went away from that. But he's still now sticking with the tandem that he truly doesn't believe in because he believes in one half of it and is hoping that Daboll could figure it out. Maybe Shane sold him on it, whatever it may be. You have more here, Hoff? We have another one?
I got one more. This is about the future of the quarterback.
Okay.
You do need a quarterback, so how important is that decision going to be to keeping them here and seeing what they can do?
That's obviously the number one issue for us going into this offseason is to find our quarterback of the future. Whether that be via the draft or acquiring a veteran is going to be up to them to decide ultimately.
See, but it's got to be via the draft. Who are you going to acquire?
Well, maybe they acquire whatever.
That's going to be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, let's just say Sam Darnold. Whatever. Just throw a name out there of one of these stopgap guys, or maybe not a stopgap guy, a Kirk Cousins type years ago.
Kirk Cousins.
Remember years ago the Jets tried to get him, whatever. The Vikings ended up like that. Derek Carr that they thought
Justin
he was going to be.
I guess.
Trevor Lawrence.
How much of this, Sal, do you think is he's being stubborn, with all due respect to Mr. Mara, because the way it played out publicly with Saquon and all the stuff, that it's almost like him not wanting to fully concede that everything went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. He's already taken shots left and right. Like, this is not like, oh, he landed in a soft spot here. So he's going against the grain. He said he understands it's not going to be a popular decision. I give him credit for that if he believes that this is the right decision. But think about now where we're at. Where he's acknowledging, this is the owner now, acknowledging that they need a quarterback. So all those mistakes that they made over the last, let's just say, 3 years have now led them to do something that might be another mistake where, and I was saying the same thing, you have to take a quarterback, because they didn't do it the right way. Now they're kind of forced to, BT, and to your point, that could lead to a mistake because you're forcing an issue where there may not be somebody that you want.
I think it's the worst case situation. I truly do. When you think about everybody in that building is on high alert, and rightfully so, the edict is now, go find me a quarterback, and I don't know if there's any good quarterbacks to be found. Yeah, that sounds like a winning recipe.
That's
dangerous.
Because for 3 years, you thought that Daniel Jones was the quarterback. When overnight radio hosts were yelling and screaming, he's not it. I mean, think about it. All the hosts here. But, I mean, if we can determine that, how come your guys that you're paying millions couldn't decipher that 3 years ago? This should have been done 3 years. When he hired Shane and Daboll, that was the right move then. The other right move would have been to get rid of Gettleman's guys.
I can't even go back that far. So you're not wrong.
No, but
you're
I'm just saying. Right, and I hate to keep going back, but like that's where it starts. It's not one bad losing season. It's not one bad decision. Mm. They chose Daniel Jones, which set them back. And now they're in a spot. And even last year, you're right, forget about 3 years ago. It's why I said last year vehemently, you cannot take a wide receiver here. You need a quarterback. Take a quarterback. If you didn't love Penix or McCarthy, trade down. Penix looks like the real deal, and nobody's going to go nuts, but like you wish. I wish the Giants had Michael Penix right now. Bo Nix is going to the playoffs with Sean Payton.
But think about the circumstances in which those teams found those quarterbacks. It wasn't as desperate as it is now. Like, there wasn't this intense pressure. I know Payton wanted to find the quarterback to win, but it's not like, hey, if I don't get a quarterback, I'm going to be fired this year.
Right.
And Atlanta already had one.
Right.
So they could do it with a clear mind, the opposite of what the Giants will be doing these next couple of months.
But I guess the point is, and we'll have more from Mr. Mara. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Mr. Mara and your calls in. Point is, if your philosophy was that last year where you didn't need to take a quarterback in a quarterback-rich draft, then they should not force the issue now. Like, you can't say, well, we need a quarterback, just go get one
now. But they're going to.
Yeah, which is the worst thing that they could do. All right, more from Mr. Mara, BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get more of your calls in here on Brian Daboll and Joe Shane being retained. Let's hear some more from Mr. Mara, BT. He addressed the media a little while ago. He played a couple of cuts. Hoff, what do you got for us here? Let's hear some more from Mr. Mara on why he kept Shane and Daboll.
John, what is your message to Giants fans who are very frustrated right now?
Nobody's more frustrated and upset than I am. I appreciate the fact that they have hung in there with us. I get your frustration. I feel your pain. But I still believe this is the right decision for us going forward.
Okay. I mean, look, he's doubling down. We got more there, Hoff, from Mr. Mara? Good.
You said, John, that you said that Brian's coach of the year, great draft class. But at the end of the day, you guys won 3 games. So how does...
I'm aware of how many games we've won, and obviously the results are not even close to what we want them to be, and they're going to have to get better if we're going to move on to year four.
Yeah, you think? I mean, we're going to need more results.
But they are moving on to year four. Yeah. That was odd.
Maybe
he said the results are going to have to get better if we're going to move on to year four. They are moving on to year four. They're coming back.
Right. So maybe he meant year five.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah, maybe. I mean.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, this is year four. The results have been awful.
Did he change his mind already?
Well, let's do one more, Hoff.
If you're going to draft a rookie quarterback and then change the head coach and GM after that, is this really a two-year commitment to them?
I understand the question, but I'm not going to put any kind of time limit on it. But I certainly understand where you're going with that.
Yeah, see, and that's the wrong answer.
That's the money question, though.
Yeah.
That's the money question right there. It's a good job.
It's the wrong answer. I mean, all those questions were good. They're asking him the right stuff. It's just a matter of him, you know. Look, we get it. We know why he's keeping them here. He wanted to have some continuity. He believes in Shane for sure. You could hear that in his voice and everything that he said today. Daboll a little less certain, and they're going to have to prove themselves this year. So think about where they're at now, the New York Giants, meaning... The owner says they need a new quarterback next year, whether it's through the draft or via free agency or via trade. And they're also going to have to show that they could win next year.
It's the worst possible situation you could be in.
For at least
it's the worst.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? We could predict this now. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to force their way to get a quarterback. They're not going to have a successful season as far as wins losses go. And Dable's going to be fired. And they're going to keep Joe Shane. And then Shane's going to hire another guy. They're going to try to develop the quarterback, and it's going to go wrong, and on we go.
Boy.
And this plays out the next six. I mean, that's what we're looking at, no?
Well, very possibly, but why would, under the circumstances you just identified, like, if it goes that way, what if the quarterback that they draft doesn't show a lot of promise? You're still going to run back Joe Shane?
I mean, it sounds like here's my point. Man. If you believe in Shane after the first 3 years...
Yep.
Why wouldn't you believe in Shane after year four regardless, right? Like, you love his process, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He loved the rookie draft class this year. He loved his free agency. Okay, well, so what's going to change then in a year? to his point, if Dable's the coach of the year 2 years ago, he's not a different coach. All right, well, if you love Shane today after 3 years, some of the worst football, maybe the worst season in the history of the 100 years of the New York Giants.
Uh-huh.
If you love him today, then why would you not love him in a year from now?
I probably wouldn't. I get it. It's inconsistent. This is very convoluted. It's mistake after mistake after mistake, kind of overlapping, and you try to jump through hoops to avoid getting burned here. I don't have a great answer for you, but I do have this thought. Like, so to me, the 3 years are in the books, and it seems certainly in the eyes of Mara that the more appealing asset of the two is Shane. Is that a fair?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I would push back and say, think about this. The 1 year that was actually good, that was Joe Shane's like least amount of involvement in the roster because they basically inherited things, and Daboll was the one who did all the lifting in year one.
Right.
So everything that Shane is, I'm not saying they didn't have a good draft class. They did. I certainly want to acknowledge that. I do like that moving forward, but I don't understand why are others and maybe Mara propping up Shane when the only good year they've had wasn't with his players.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense.
At least Dable showed he could coach those guys in year one.
Well, I think Mara likes what he sees and feels behind the scenes and the process and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm with you. Dable has shown me more. One more, BT. Yep. Hoff has a good one here on why if everything was so great this year, did you have only 3 wins?
You talked about the process being good, the coach having it in there, the free agency being good, their process, all the stuff. How do you justify that? How did you get to 3-14 then?
Because we stunk this year. Okay, the results on the field were not what we wanted them to be. There were a number of factors that went into that. A lot of that has already been discussed with the coach and with Joe, and will continue to be discussed. And but I liked what I heard from them on Friday afternoon. I like what their plan is going forward, and we're going to stay with it.
Mm, boy. Yeah. Hoff says there's a good one here on play calling, too. I can't wait to hear this from Mr.
Well, did you have the one, Hoff, where he was asked flat out, is the talent base better now than it was 3 years ago? And if you don't have it, though, I know you're going nuts back there. But basically, Maris said, I can't say that. So if you can't say that, why are we running this thing back?
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. What's the one you have ready, Hoff, on play calling here?
Yeah, basically about Dable and his play calling.
Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not going to go into all the details.
My fans going to want to hear something.
I understand that. Obviously, the quarterback is the big issue, and maybe he makes some other changes in the way he operates going forward. I've talked to him about, do you really believe that it's in our best interest for you to continue calling the plays? I said, I'm not going to demand that you do one thing or the other, but are you better off letting somebody else call the plays? And that's a discussion that we're going to continue to have. There are issues like that that we have to have some further discussion about. But at the end of the day, he's got to make the decision on whether he does that, on whether he wants to make replacements in the staff. That's got to be his decision at the end of the day.
And who's jumping to join this staff, which is what I said about 30 minutes ago, when you have two lame ducks? I mean, let's just say that they come to the joint decision that he's going to have to give up the play calling. What play caller that's done anything good in this league is going to say, yeah, I'll sign up for that? This is messy.
I mean, I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for Giants fans. I feel bad for us that we got to watch the Giants and the Jets both. We haven't even touched the Jets yet. But I don't believe that this is the right decision. I didn't believe it to begin with. The more I hear him speak and try to answer this, the fact that he's got to talk about the play calling and the staff again, like, no.
I know.
Those are all bad signs that you're ignoring.
Yeah.
They're all red flags.
And they're also checkpoints that they've already addressed.
Yes. How many times are you going to do this? Take the play calling from Kafka, change the defensive coordinator, bring in new talent, get the weapon here, there. Like, somebody must have said that they could turn Daniel Jones. Now, all of a sudden, Dable's saying, well, this is what happens when you get good quarterback play. Yeah, well, whose decision was it to stick with Daniel Jones for 3 years? I mean, I give up. Mercy, because you know why, BT? We're going to be doing the same thing next year. I guarantee it.
You know, it's crazy, and this will lead into the Jets. I really do feel like we'll be doing the same thing with the Giants next year. I'm not so sure I feel that way with the Jets, but I might at the end of this conversation. But, yeah, I agree. I don't think anything The only thing that would really change things at this time next year is if, even if they have four wins and they take lumps again, but they've got the quarterback and he's putting up numbers and showing signs. But even to get that player, you're going to have to give up a lot of draft picks, something we've discussed. It's not always lose-lose, like something unconventional can occur. But right now, sitting here January 6, 2025, with these Giants moving forward, it seems almost hopeless.
What a day. Black Monday, but Joe Shane and Brian Dable are here to stay. For now, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get to your calls here, I promise. 888-808-1019. We want to hear from you. We'll do the Jets in a little bit, but we still have some more from John Mara. And now he was talking about, I forget, Hop. You have five more cuts that we want to play from Mr. Mara. The first one is what?
It's about the hot seat for Shane and Dable. So here we go.
These guys come back in a hot seat now?
You guys are going to have them number one on the hot seat going forward. So not matter how I answer that question.
In your mind.
We're going to have to see. I'm going to have to be in a better mood this time next year than I am right now.
That's a fair answer. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's a fair answer. That what he's telling us right there is 100%. If they don't get it going, they're gone.
Right, but yes, but it confirms that this is not a long-term deal.
Correct.
Which then leads me to, well, then why not just get it over with now?
Oh, yeah, no, Sal, I'm just reacting to what he's saying. Right. Like, you know where I stand. I would not have brought either man back to be, you know.
They're goners. If they don't win, think about what is now set up. Now we just heard it again from him. We all knew it, but now you hear it again. They are goners. If the Giants, who are expected to somehow find a franchise quarterback this offseason or else.
No pressure, boys.
Yeah. They're goners if they don't start winning next year. Yep. Oh, man. All right, Hop. What else?
All right, here's the one that, BT, you wanted about the roster, if it's better than it was 3 years ago.
How long this roster is better than it was 3 years ago when these two go business.
I'm not sure I am all that confident that it's that much better. I think, though, with the draft class that we just had, again, it's very unusual. You have six draftees, all of whom you think are going to help us going forward. I thought that was a huge step. And the free agents that we picked up between, you know, Runyon and bringing Brian Burns in here, I think those are really going to help us going forward. I think once you solve the quarterback issue, I think a lot of these other things will improve as well.
Well, you know, then... I can't stand these two football teams.
So for years, think about what the Giants sold us on. For years, it was about everything else: coach, GM, defense, O-line, lack of weapons, everything else. Now it's about the quarterback. Because then it was never about the quarterback. When I was making it about Daniel Jones, it's Daniel Jones. No. It's not Daniel Jones, Sal. You're an idiot. And anybody else who thinks that is also an idiot. It's the offensive line. It's the running back situation or lack of weapons. It's the coaching. It's the GM. It's the system. It's the defense. Now it's about the quarterback. Okay.
Well, now you also have a lame duck staff, which is doing everything in their power to make the most vital decision that any franchise can make under intense scrutiny and pressure and no net underneath the tightrope. And that generally works for nobody.
And by the way, before we get back to the couple of final sound bites here from Mara and your calls, don't you think, like, we could talk about the quarterbacks coming out in the draft and the Giants having a third pick and whoever may be there for you know, to draft a rookie. Don't you think that if both these guys, to your point, know that their job is on the line, wouldn't they be better off selling Mr. Mara on, let's just say, Sam Darnold? Whatever. Pick a veteran quarterback out there.
That's going to bring some wins next year?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yes and no, because, you know, is Sam coming with Justin? Oh, Neighbors is good, but he's coming with Justin as well.
I'm just throwing him out there. I don't want him anyway.
Is he coming with Kevin O'Connell? Like, because I say that because, yes, Sam Darnold would have made them two wins better this year. Maybe. Maybe not. Honestly, maybe not. And if you sell that to Mara and you don't get a win total, I don't mean that's respectable, but that's fairly gaudy. That's not going to satisfy him either. As a matter of fact, I think that's probably creating more pressure. Like, yeah, think about this. Okay, hey, listen, we think Darnold could do this and that. Yeah. Okay, you bring him in, and the Giants go 6-11 with that brutal schedule looking at them next year. I think that that's far worse. Plus the big money ticket that you're going to have to spend on Sam Darnold to get him here. That's far worse than drafting, I'm talking about for their job security, not from what we're thinking on the show and what we think is as football. Like, rather than drafting somebody and going 3-14, but the kid shows a lot of promise, if I'm trying to stretch this thing out and be around for a while, I think taking the young kid and losing more games but showing some signs is better than paying $35, $40 million on Sam Darnold winning 8 games.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, it depends on what the owner thinks, obviously. All right, what do we got? A couple more here?
I'm going to combine these next two because it's about basically the losing and stuff like that.
Okay. How long will it take to improve the product, John?
It better not take too long, Bruce, because I've just about run out of patience.
John, you talk about how important the quarterback position is. You had the number one pick 2 weeks ago, and then you win the Colts game, and then it seemed like you didn't go all out yesterday. But why not have just tanked if you knew they were coming back?
If I had thought that we were tanking either one of those games, I would have fired everybody. They're never going to do that in this organization as long as I'm standing on this side of the grass.
John, you talk about how important.
Okay, last one.
Interesting. That was something we talked a lot about. Well, I don't want to just gloss over that. Well, that was the, I know you talked about Hoff there, Sal. Trying to get it. But he was talking about the tanking, and I mean that is I respect that. Now you could say that it's the wrong thing for the franchise, but he said if you missed it, he said
I heard it.
If we were tanking and I thought there was any sign of tanking, I would have fired those guys immediately, and that's not going to happen as long as I'm on the side of the grass. I respect that. I do.
Me too. And here's what I would say to that. If they're not tanking, which is fine, then I would have fired everybody based off of the performance against New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, if you're not tanking, why are we this bad?
Yeah, I understand. If you're not tanking, how the hell did you lose that game to the Saints the way that you did? Imagine that. I'm sitting there thinking, man, maybe they are losing these games on purpose. That's how bad that was.
Yeah, but we weren't sure for a minute.
Yeah, and obviously they weren't tanking, so then I'd be even more ticked if I were Mara. Now, the last one is on the – this is a direct response to the Saquon Barkley commercial. Let's listen. Oh, yeah.
About the commercial? What about the commercial, John?
Yesterday, just before the game, told him I was very upset with him based on our relationship of so many years. And he said, what do you mean? I said, the least you could have done was ask me to be in the commercial with you. I said, I could have been tossing and turning, and it would have been a great pleasure. I said, there is an acting gene in our family. You know, it's not just my nieces.
That was funny. Good job.
That was good.
Right, end on a high note.
He's a good man, John Mara. He's just got to get this thing going. I think everybody's rooting for him. It's just... they just still feel as if they're in the middle of the ocean and there's waves everywhere. And instead of being in a big, safe boat, they're in a raft. Like, it just doesn't feel secure still moving forward.
Yeah, that's kind of why I like his demeanor.
Yeah, me too.
And I trust his pedigree, but it's been a long time. Well, I mean, meaning that he did win.
Yeah,
I mean, it happened. The Giants were
understood.
They were eight, like
I mean,
you
Rex
said.
Won, too, as a coach. And just things erode. Yeah, anyway, go ahead. Finish your thought.
That was all. Like, there's something there to still believe in. I don't hear a total tone-deaf, aloof owner.
Uh-huh.
An out-of-touch owner the way that I do when Woody speaks. I know we'll get to the Jets in a little bit.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I agree.
That's kind of my point.